Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
You know, you went to see those movies with Elvis or somebody in it when we were still in Liverpool, and you'd see everybody waiting to see him, right? And I'd be waiting there too. And they'd all scream when he came off the screen. So we thought, that's a good job.
It's whether you're black or white, whether you're country, redneck, or freak, young or old, from Moscow, London, or Memphis, Elvis Presley will still be the king of rock and roll to me. He really and truly will.
You know, all of us on the show are so darn sorry, sincerely sorry, that this is the third and thus our last current show with the Beatles, because these youngsters from Liverpool, England, and their conduct over here, not only as fine professional singers, but as a group of fine youngsters, will leave an imprint with everyone over here who's met them. And that goes for all of us on our show.
And now, here they are, the Beatles!
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Written by George Harrison, that was Taxman from the Beatles. You can find that on their Revolver album. The Beatles themselves give shout-outs to the Prime Minister of Great Britain at the time, Harold Wilson, also to the leader of the Conservative Party, Edward Heath. Seems that the Beatles were a little displeased with the amount of progressive tax that they were forced to pay. My name is Steve Chelmsford, and thank you so much for joining me today on the Mop Tops and the King. It's my favorite time of the week, an hour of Beatles and Elvis music, with a few fun surprises in between. Our show is produced and recorded right here in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, in the USA. If you'd like to learn more about the show, you could always check out our website, themoptopsandtheking.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Here's Elvis from the winter of 1957 with Too Much.
Well, honey, I love you too much. I need your love. share your honey too much. When I want some loving, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your loving all the time. Need your hug and please be mine. Need you near me, stay right close. Please, please hear me, you're the most. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much, too much. I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your loving all the time. I need your hugging, please be mine. Need you near me, stay real close. Please, please hear me. You're the most. Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on.
Steven.
And you're listening to
The Mop Tops and the King.
Ready, set, go, and go. I got a gal that I love so. Ready to rock and roll. Going down to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll baby, she's apple on my eye. Ready to rock and roll on a flat top cat.
dressed in the dungaree dark. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. I'm usually listening to my daddy crazy pride.
That was Elvis covering Little Richard with Ready Teddy. Elvis performed the song on his debut appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show on September 9th, 1956, in front of a television viewing audience of 60 million people, a broadcast which received a Trendex percentage share of 82.6, the largest ever obtained in the history of U.S. television. Before that, we heard from the Beatles with another song written by George Harrison from the Revolver album, I Want to Tell You. The Mop Tops and the King will continue.
Hi, this is Dean Contover from Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Ken from Martin, South Dakota.
This is Al from Pasadena, California.
Hi, this is Ryan from Shreveport, Louisiana, and you're listening to The Mop Tops and the King.
And my name is Steve Chelmsford from Chelmsford, Massachusetts. It's now time to hear from our dear friend Dave Edwards with the Beatles Minute.
And now on Mop Tops and the King.
It's the Beatles Minute with Dave Edwards.
Yes, this is Dave Edwards, and I've got just 60 seconds to tell you a little more about the four lads from Liverpool, England. Did you know, for instance, that Paul's father, Jim, was a cotton salesman? Whilst touring the USA in Cleveland, Ohio, and Kansas City, Missouri, the group had to temporarily seek sanctuary after excited fans invaded the stage. Songs which were originally destined for Beatles albums but ended up on individual solo albums after the group split up included George's Isn't It a Pity and Paul's Maybe I'm Amazed. Penny Lane in Liverpool, England, has experienced constant disappearances of its street sign ever since the 1967 hit of the same name. And finally, two of the Beatles were left-handed, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And that's it from this particular Beatles Minute.
That was the Beatles Minute with Dave Edwards.
Always gonna be this great. All things.
solo Beatle George Harrison from his phenomenal album All Things Must Pass with the title track. You know, I still believe that All Things Must Pass is the finest solo Beatle album ever recorded. And if you haven't heard it yet, I think you owe it to yourself to check it out. My name is Steve Chelmsford. You're listening to the Mop Tops and the King. Now here are the Beatles from their debut album, Please Please Me, from 1963, with Ringo on lead vocals, their cover of the Shirelles song, Boys.
T-bone steak on the carny flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia side, what a 1409. And the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boys on the line.
From September of 1974, that was Elvis's version of the Chuck Berry song, Promised Land. Elvis's version peaked at number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the fall of 1974. Now, speaking of the legendary Chuck Berry, here's a song that was released earlier this year. It was released just after the passing of Chuck. Here's the one and only Chuck Berry with Big Boys. Legendary Chuck Berry with Big Boys. You know, that song was released just a few days after Chuck passed away. And it goes without saying that we love Chuck here on the Mop Tops and the King. We shall continue in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Dang, Elvis Presley, you didn't have to rile him up like that.
What now?
No.
Excuse me, what?
I'm just saying, we gotta follow that, and...
Well, sometimes you have to go all out when you're the king, and you can't help it, you know? Because there's only one man who's a king. God picks him, hand plucks him, One night, God looked down at all the millions and millions and millions of people, man, and he decided which one was the best. And it was me. And he plucked me from all those millions and millions and millions of people, man.
Yeah?
Listen to this right now. There's two things you need to know.
Uh-huh.
I'm the king. And number two is, look out, man. Look at that. They're coming at you. You see that? It's called karate, man. And only two kinds of people know it. The Chinese and the king. And one of them is me.
You're the king.
My name is Mark Beauvais, and I'm from Valley Free Radio. You're listening to The Mop Tops and the King with Steve Chelmsford.
As he goes to the coast now for his new picture, this will be the last time that we'll run into each other for a while. But I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis, the guys who accompany you over there, we want to say that we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right. So now, let's have a tremendous hand for a very nice...
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair and squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I don't take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how a love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sirree, I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm...
Released in March of 1960, that was Elvis with Stuck on You, the first single he released after being discharged from the Army. And of course, it shot straight up to number one. Before that, we heard from the Beatles with If I Needed Someone, another song written by George Harrison. You can find that on their Rubber Soul album. You're listening to the Mop Tops and the King.
But as you can see, making their first audience appearance for over a year, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Thank you.
Your life?
Yes.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
No, I'm a mocker.
What would you call that hairstyle you're wearing?
Arthur.
Now it's time for a little 3 degrees separation of Elvis and the Beatles. The band Lick the Tins had a great cover of the Elvis song Can't Help Falling in Love. It's from their album Blind Man on a Flying Horse. It was also featured in the 1987 film Some Kind of Wonderful. Here's Lick the Tins with Can't Help Falling in Love.
Thank you.
one of my favorite covers of an Elvis song. That was Lick the Tins from the UK with Can't Help Falling in Love. Before that, we heard from the Beatles from the White Album with Martha, My Dear. I believe that was a song in part about Paul McCartney's sheepdog, Martha. The Mop Tops and the King will continue.
Message from Audio Sorgfield, KGFN, Goldfield, Nevada, to Steve Chelmsford from the MTK Network out in Boston. I just want to let you know, I think what you're doing on the Mop King, the radio show that you do is really awesome. The Beatles versus Elvis. There should be a comic book or a sequel, like sequel number 7.
It's Jim Kempton from Veteran Radio in Swansea, Wales.
And you're listening to The Mop Tops and the King.
What a wonderful life, this life I'm living. What a wonderful life, living a life for me. Life's good to me. It's a wonderful road, this road I'm traveling. It's a wonderful road, heading beyond the hill. Oh, oh, it may go straight or it may detour, but one thing that I know for sure, it's a wonderful life, life's good to me. Don't know where I'm going, don't care where I'm going. Like the four winds are blowing, I go on. Laughing the day away, loving the night away, till the moon is gone. A wonderful life, this life I'm living. What a wonderful life, living the life I love. Life's good to me. I don't know where I'm going, don't care where I'm going. Like the four winds are blowing, I go on. Yeah, laughing the day away, loving the night away, till the moon is gone. It's a wonderful life, this life I'm living. What a wonderful life, living the life I love. Well, I've got neighbors, I've got friends, about anywhere the rainbow ends. A wonderful life, life's good to me. What a wonderful life, life's good to me. Yeah, it's a crazy life, life's good to me.
I'm James Henry House from Chelmsford in England, and you're listening to Mop Tops and the King.
Hello, this is Olivia, and I'm a big fan of the Mop Tops and the King with Steve Chelmsford.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
The Beatles, from their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It was about a drawing that John Lennon's son Julian had brought home. When asked about the drawing, he told his father it was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's just a coincidence that the initials spell out LSD, no relation to the song at all, right? Before that, we heard from Elvis from 1962, from the soundtrack of his film, Follow That Dream. That song was titled What a Wonderful Life and played during the opening credits of the film. It happens to be a very good film from Elvis, one of the few. Elvis plays a comedic role, and I recommend it highly, actually, Follow That Dream from 1962. You're listening to the Mop Tops and the King.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel
get down on your knees and pray.
Knees and pray.
Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Hi, this is Heather from Biloxi, Mississippi, and you're listening to The Mop Tops and the King with Steve Chelmsford.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone.
From their fabulous Abbey Road album from 1969, those were the Beatles with Oh Darling, written by Paul McCartney. I've read somewhere that that was Paul's tribute to Little Richard. Before that, we heard from Elvis from 1965 with his cover of Crying in the Chapel. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It was a number 1 single on the UK chart. That's about all the time we have left on this week's show. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for listening, wherever you may be. We'll see you again next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day.
Thanks, Mo.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.